白宫就中国透明度质疑世卫组织新冠病毒起源报告。美国驻帕劳大使随帕劳总统访问台湾。拜登四月将在华盛顿会晤日本首相菅义伟。美东时间3月30号星期二，北京时间3月31号星期三，欢迎收看美国观察，我们从美国首都华盛顿为您现场直播。白宫质疑世界卫生组织星期二公布的新冠病毒起源报告，认为中国并不透明，并且要求进行第二阶段调查。美国国务院也与13个国家发出联合声明，表示愿意与世卫组织合作，但也质疑报告内容。详细情况请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅。
是，世界卫生组织呢在星期二发布了这个世界卫生组织关于新冠病毒起源与中国的这个联合调查报告。那在报告当中呢表示说，有可能这个新冠病毒是在这个武汉首例的病例爆发之前呢就已经存在好几个星期了，并且还说呢这个病毒的传播方式可能有4种，包括是由动物传染给人类，或是动物经过中间的宿主传染给人类，或者是透过冷链的传播，或者呢是这个有可能从实验室的泄露。那不过呢，由于这个中国方面也参与了这份报告的撰写，因此呢这份报告的可信度就受到了质疑。那么在星期二的白宫新闻简报会上呢，白宫发言人沙奇就质疑了中国这份的这个调查报告。他表示呢说，记者在问他说，现在受到疫情所苦，或者是这个有亲朋好友呢因为这个新冠病毒而死亡的人，是否有权利来知道新冠病毒的真正的起源？对此呢，沙奇表示没有错，不管是美国人民或是医护人员，或者是你这个有亲朋好友因为疫情而死的人呢，他们都有权利来获得要求更好的资讯，来了解新冠病毒真正的起源。我们看一下白宫发言沙奇今天在白宫是怎么说的。
The report lacks crucial data, information, and access. It represents a partial and incomplete picture. There was a joint statement, as I noted, that was put out. We also welcome a similar statement from the EU and EU members, sending a clear message. The global community shares these concerns. There are steps from here that we believe should be taken. There's a second stage in this process that we believe should be led by international and independent experts. They should have unfettered access to data. They should be able to ask questions of people who are on the ground at this point in time, and that's a step the WHO could take.
那么在星期二呢，美国国务院发言人办公室也发出了一份联合声明，这个呢是由14个国家发出的联合声明，包括美国、澳大利亚、加拿大、捷克、丹麦、以色列、日本、挪威、韩国还有英国等等呢，这14个国家表示是愿意承诺跟世界卫生组织合作，但同时也来质疑这份世界卫生组织的报告。那么认为说呢，希望未来要另外来进行一个迅速、有效、透明、依据科学而且独立的病毒起源国际调查，要让国际的独立专家可以完全获取并且接触在疫情爆发初期所有的相关人员、人类、动物还有环境数据资料还有研究以及相关的人员。那么这个沙奇也表示呢，拜登政府并没有全盘接受这件世卫组织的报告，目前正由17位的美国专家正在进行分析。同时他也表示呢，这个美国方面因为中国并没有真正的透明，也没有真正的与世卫的专家团合作，使得报告的可信度下降。我们来看一下白宫发言人沙奇今天是怎么说的。
Well, they have not been transparent. They have not provided underlying data. That certainly doesn't qualify as cooperation. You know, the analysis performed to date from our experts, you know, or their concern is that there isn't additional support for one hypothesis. It doesn't lead us to any closer of an understanding or greater knowledge than we had 6 to 9 months ago about the origin. It also doesn't provide us guidelines or recommended steps on how we should prevent this from happening in the future. And those are imperative.
沙奇表示呢，拜登政府仍然认为世界卫生组织有存在的必要，而且呢，对于全人类的健康的改善是会有正面的做法的，正面的效果的。不过呢，拜登政府的确也对世卫组织存有疑虑，所以呢，才会在特朗普前政府退出世卫之后重返世卫，因为呢，你只有从组织内部掌握发言权，才能够从内部进行改革。卡拉，
好的，感谢耀毅的详细报道。 美国国务卿布林肯星期二在国务院2020年度各国人权报告发布会上表示，人权状况在世界许多地方持续往错误的方向发展，例如在新疆，针对维吾尔穆斯林和其他少数民族的种族灭绝行为。布林肯说，人权状况更因新冠疫情恶化，专制政府以此为借口进一步压制人权和批评。美国会捍卫世界各地的人权，这符合美国的利益，为人民的自由和尊严挺身而出，体现了美国最神圣的价值。拜登政府会向犯下侵犯人权行为的人追责，有许多工具可以执行，其中一项是和美国国会合作通过法案，例如以马格尼茨基法案和香港人权与民主法案制裁侵犯人权的人，这将持续展现美国对保护人权的跨党派承诺。布林肯强调美国与盟友合作发生的重要性，并表示美国并非反对中国或是任何国家，而是基于维护人权的国际准则挺身而出。
We're not trying to, for example, contain China or keep it down. What we are about is standing up for, basic principles, basic rights, and a rules-based international order that has served us and countries around the world very, very well.And when any country, in whatever way, seeks to undermine those rights or undermine that order, yes, we will stand and speak out forcefully about it. And that's what is going on. I think we're seeing as well that when we're doing that, we are much more effective when we are speaking out and working with other like-minded countries. And I think what you've witnessed in recent weeks, particularly with regard to the international response to the abuses being committed against Uyghurs in Xinjiang, for example, the quashing of democracy in Hong Kong, as well as numerous actions taken by Russia that, again, are fundamentally attacks on the international rules-based order.
台湾总统蔡英文星期二会晤来访的帕劳总统会署人。蔡英文说，双方将共同努力向全球展示疫情过后安全的旅游模式是可行的。会署人表示，即将开通的旅游泡泡将使两国游客在无需隔离的情况下互访，这将有助于恢复帕劳的旅游业。请看报道。
在后天，也就是4月1号，台博旅游泡泡就要首航。在疫情挑战之下，这个安全旅行团、旅行圈的模式，不仅是两国人民很关注，全世界也在看。
We can demonstrate to the world how two COVID-free countries and COVID-safe countries can work together and increase people's exchanges. Most importantly for Palau, we've gotten a shot in our arm with the vaccine. By allowing the tourists to come in, you give us a shot in the arm for our economy.
So when China comes knocking at your door to say, please let us in, please take Taiwan out.
You know, I use this example. You don't beat your wife to make them love you. That's not what you do.
美国驻帕劳大使倪约翰星期日随帕劳总统会署人到台湾访问，引发广泛关注。星期二，倪约翰与美国在台协会处长李英杰、台湾外交部长吴钊燮进行午宴前在台北共同会见记者。他对于人们形容美台关系为真朋友、真进展的说法表示，台湾和帕劳是美国在这一地区的真朋友，三方关系将更加密切。美国前总统特朗普在2018年3月签署台湾旅行法，该法鼓励美台所有级别官员互访。中国外交部发言人赵立坚星期一强调说，中方坚决反对任何形式的美台官员往来。 美国弗吉尼亚州长诺瑟姆星期二宣布将启动$37亿的投资，用于扩大和改善该州的客运、通勤和货运铁路，在美国国家铁路网络的东北和东南走廊之间建立至关重要的联系。美国交通部长皮特·布蒂吉格也出席新闻发布会，表示近日通过的$19万亿的美国救援计划已经开始对交通运输系统产生积极的作用。
More than $43 billion will go to support our nation's transportation system, our passengers, and our workers. These funds are providing much-needed assistance that will allow Amtrak to return more than 1,000 furloughed employees to work and maintain critical rail service to passengers across the country, and it's already having a positive impact.
美国民主党联邦众议员、国会亚太裔党团副主席孟昭文与几位同事在周末一起到访了两星期前发生枪击案的亚特兰大市。他告诉美国之音，来到案发现场悼念受害者非常重要。他为被杀的亚裔移民感到痛心，并表示反对种族主义、推进种族平等应该是跨党派的共识。
Very important for us to be here in person, to pay respect in person, to lift up the voices of the victims, and especially as an Asian American woman, wanted to make sure that their stories were being heard. Their stories are just as American as anyone else, and we want to make sure that they're being included.Treasure the Asian American community in Georgia. They are representative of every type of immigrant family that's come to this country. All they wanted to do was to provide a better way of life for their families. And now they leave their families and loved ones behind.Should be a bipartisan issue. A Republican congresswoman wrote an op-ed today in a newspaper, USA Today, talking about how this needs to be a bipartisan issue. And we're also very appreciative. The Asian American community is very appreciative of people from all backgrounds who have spoken out against this type of racism.
周二美股小幅收跌，消费者信心指数超过预期，与经济重启挂钩的公司股价走高。道琼斯指数收报33,066.96，跌幅为0.3%；纳斯达克指数收报13,045.40，跌幅为0.1%；标普五百收报3,958.55，跌幅为0.3%。周二公布的三月份消费者信心指数从上个月的90.4增长至109.7，远超经济学家预期的96.8。十年期国债收益率继续攀升，周二一度上涨至1.77%以上，是2020年1月以来的最高水平。投资者预期疫苗的普及和大规模基础设施建设计划将带来经济复苏和通胀率的增长。美国观察每天美东时间下午、北京时间早上6:00到6:30，在 YouTube、推特、脸书平台同步直播。欢迎您在直播间给我们留言和提问，期待在今后的节目中与您互动，分享您的意见。拜登政府表示对中国船只非法捕鱼感到关切，中国领导着非法、不报告和不管制的渔业，在全球各地拥有一只船只、数以千计的捕捞鱼队。来看美国之音记者维达库斯瓦拉的报道。
根据打击跨国有组织犯罪全球倡议的排名，非法不报告和不管制的捕鱼，简称 IUUF， 是一个庞大的产业，而中国是最大的参与者。数以千计的中国渔船，其中许多受北京补贴，在非洲、东南亚和南美洲国家的领海中捕鱼，导致渔业资源枯竭，对当地经济造成伤害。但北京否认这个指控。
China is the largest country. It provides the largest amount of subsidies for harmful fishing by a large factor globally.
去年五月，特朗普政府发布了一项打击非法不报告和不管制的捕鱼 IUUF 的行政命令，并呼吁国际社会挺身反对中国非法捕鱼。拜登政府可能会继续这方面的努力。有关官员告诉美国之音说，政府把打击非法不报告和不管制的捕鱼 IUUF 视为外交政策的当务之急。
It is an issue of overfishing in certain parts of the world. It is something our national security team is certainly watching and following closely.
随着各国政府试图制止非法捕鱼，小规模冲突屡见不鲜，包括去年底厄瓜多尔海军向加拉帕戈斯群岛外的中国渔船开火的事件。包括印度尼西亚在内的其他各国政府也已采取惩罚性措施逮住并击沉中国渔船。世界贸易组织未能在2020年12月的截止日期前就削减例如北京所提供的 IUUF 补贴达成协议。这个月早些时候，世贸组织新上任的总干事承诺要推动完成这项协议。
It's been 20 years, and 20 years is enough. That's my slogan. Now we have to get it done.
根据美国国际贸易委员会三月份的报告，2019年美国进口海洋捕获的产品超过13%来自于非法的 IUUF。
That total amount of illegal fish coming into the U.S. well over $2 billion.
IUUF 也是一个人权问题。援助团体已记录了现代奴役的例子，有的工人在海上几个月甚至几年，接受恶劣的环境、低薪以及缺乏食物和饮水。美国之音记者维达库斯瓦拉报道。
在全球对抗新冠变种病毒之际，专家说必须让尽量多的人接种疫苗，以迅速实现群体免疫。来看美国之音记者迪亚洛的报道。
在美国，正在使用的疫苗有三家：辉瑞生物技术公司、莫德纳和刚加入的强生公司。美国健康专家说，这三种都经过严格审查，在疫苗的送达方式上有些不同，还有些关于他们的效率的争论。
It gets very confusing because the J&J, which comes in at 66%, people go, well, that's 66%, whereas Pfizer, Moderna are each 95%. Well, shouldn't I go with Moderna or Pfizer? Then the answer is, well, look, the J&J field trials were done in a different point in time when there were variants. So when you're looking at your top line goal is block severe disease and death.Those three perform exceptionally well. So grab one.
英国和瑞典合资的阿斯利康疫苗是牛津大学研究人员开发的，已在世界各地使用。但最近，一些欧洲国家由于担心疫苗造成血栓而暂时停止使用这种疫苗。上星期，经过世卫组织疫苗安全小组的审查后，该疫苗再度获得批准使用。
We urge countries to continue using this important vaccine. The AstraZeneca vaccine is especially important because it accounts for more than 90% of the vaccines being distributed through COVAX.
全球疫苗获取机制是一项由世卫组织领导的倡议，目的是帮助确保疫苗的公平分配，尤其是向低收入国家。通常疫苗有几个类别，有些是从比较旧的技术研发的，例如所谓的灭活疫苗，而另一些像莫德纳和辉瑞疫苗则是依赖比较新的方法，像信使核糖核酸 mRNA。
The messenger RNA and the adenovirus vector vaccines work a little differently. Instead of injecting the protein or the whole virus, basically we're injecting the genetic recipe so that our own cells make the spike protein, and then we develop an immune response to that.
在世界各地还开发了一些其他疫苗，包括俄罗斯的卫星五号和中国制造的一些其他的疫苗。莫斯说，尽管他们确实发挥着一个重要作用，但他们必须完成整个数据收集过程，这一点很重要。
One of the challenges, I'd say, with those, both the Sputnik and some of the Chinese vaccines, is that they were rolled out in some populations before we really had all the phase three, you know, trial.
但一些国家正在使用俄罗斯和中国的疫苗，其中一些国家的卫生官员自己最先接种，以打消人民的疑虑。最近卫星五号确实提供了更多数据，中国的疫苗公司之一的康希诺也这么做了。到目前为止，他们的成绩记录都还良好。卫生专家说，鉴于全球大流行的挑战，拥有广泛的疫苗组合是件好事。
One of the biggest obstacles that we faced is the manufacturing capacity. We need 14 to 15 billion doses of vaccines in order to get to herd immunity within this entire world. That's a staggering number.
美国之音记者迪亚洛报道。
最近几个月，超过18000名没有大人陪伴的孩童穿越美国南方边界之后受到美国监护，这已经成为拜登总统执政的一项早期考验。来看美国之音记者米歇尔·奎因的报道。
在处理与墨西哥交界的移民激增问题上，拜登总统的分数很低。据美国广播公司和伊普索民意调查最近所做的调查，57%的受访者说他们不同意他处理这个问题的方式。尽管拜登已经敦促移民留在家乡，批评人士表示他的政策转变导致成千上万的人试图向北方进行危险的旅程。拜登停止了前总统特朗普推动的边界墙的建筑，并拥抱了他所说的更人道的移民政策。移民人潮从去年4月开始扩大，当时特朗普还在任上，但拜登上台后移民人数一直增加，一些国会成员已经前往边境亲自观察情况。
To me, it was shocking. I think the president and the vice president need to go down there, see what I saw, see what the other Republicans and Democrat congressmen are coming down there. There are things that we can do immediately to address the challenges there. But right now, it is open borders. It's a humanitarian and also health crisis that we need to address.
拜登政府说，边境并没有开放，而个人和家庭都被拒之门外。他们说，移民激增是周期性的，需要采取多管齐下的方法。
They're not the result of one administration's policies or another administration's policies. They're the result of, for example, weather disasters in the region. They're the result of people fleeing poverty and violence.
拜登已让副总统卡马拉·哈里斯负责处理无人陪伴孩童涌入问题，这是目前唯一允许在美国寻求庇护的类别。政府已建立9个紧急避难所来安置孩童，然后再把他们送到更永久性的住所。超过80%的孩子在美国有一名亲戚，而超过40%这个亲戚是双亲之一。拜登说，最终解决方案需要与洪都拉斯、危地马拉和萨尔瓦多等国家合作，让那里的人感到他们没有必要离开家园前往美国。美国之音记者奎因报道。
魔术师让观众的眼睛和心灵都感到难以置信。美国之音记者詹姆斯与一位魔术表演者进行了交谈，了解到这位魔术师是如何将爱好变成了职业，以及他如何用魔术平台引导人们关注社会问题的重要性。
Is magic real or is magic an illusion? Woo! I'd like to show you what comes to mind, just as an example. And we're just going to use these three half dollars right here. Focus on this first one. Three coins, two hands, no sleeves, no bracelets. So you think of things happening, that's impossible. But you're making the impossible possible. And you're also creating astonishment. So when you think about magic, you have to think about creativity and, most importantly, making the impossible possible.
How'd that happen? Mm-hmm.
So I got started in magic, not when I was young like most people. I got started in magic when I was in graduate school at Penn State studying health education research. It was just a hobby for me, something to do on a just to pass the time, card tricks. Me and a group of friends, we used to get together and do card tricks. I was performing in Iowa one time. It was at a college campus, but it was 2 hours outside, 2.5 hours outside of Des Moines, Iowa. I get there, I set up, I'm behind the curtain, I peek out, 500 people here. I was like, oh my gosh, okay. I know exactly what I'm going to say. As soon as the MC announced me, I walked on stage. The first words out of my mouth is, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to the show. When I got off the plane this morning, the black population increased by 100%. Now, it came off as a joke, but as they say, there's truth in comedy. And it resonated with everyone because they realized, wow, this is not a diverse town. I believe that every artist should use their platform to talk about greater issues beyond their art. So there's some elements in my show that are subtle, and then some that are not subtle. There's a saying by a famous magician named Joseph Dunninger. He says, for those who believe, no explanation is necessary. For those who don't, no explanation will suffice. So, is magic real? Or is it an illusion? That's up to you to decide.
感谢您收看今天的《美国观察》，我们下次再见。